Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here. We are at the Crimson Cup Coffee Shop in Columbus, Ohio. I'm here with Gina and Wendell.
Hi.
And she's having a French vanilla latte, blended, cold, whipped cream, plastic cup, straw, with a little cup on. There's like a barcode scanner and...
Like, is it really?
Well, yeah, they have these things. They're square barcodes, and there's an app you can get for your Smarty Pants phone, where you can basically scan that and it'll take you to a website. So I have the feeling that one will take you to the Crimson Cup website. So they have one of those, and it's nifty. I'm just having black coffee.
Can you buy Crimson Cup coffee here, like, in the bag?
I think so.
Oh. Cool.
I probably will sometime. When I'm out of grounds at the house, I'll probably maybe get some of these.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have peach grounds?
Say what?
Or did you use all that?
I still have some of the peach grounds. They sell peach grounds at the store.
They do?
They actually, Pete's makes K-cups, too, if I ever wanted to do K-cups. But I have that mesh cup for my coffee maker, and it just it works good. So it's like, I don't know. Well, anywho, we're up early. I mean, it's 1:10. This is early for us. I mean, not being up at 1:10, being at the coffee shop at 1:10, because we're usually here between like 3 and 4.
Yeah.
But we got up early. Because my mother and her boyfriend wanted to meet us at at like 11. She had a doctor's appointment this morning and went really good. So happy with that. But she had to fast before that, probably because of blood work. They make me fast before I go to the doctor when they want blood and money. Because it gets kind of pricey to, yeah. Well, anywho, where was I? Well, we ate at Koo's, then we came here, and I'm not sure what we're doing for the rest of the day, or tomorrow, or Saturday. Well, Saturday I'm going back to work, which is not, it's like, when I go back to work on Saturday, I'm working the incinerator, and my supervisor told me that he wants to rotate all the guys on shift through the incinerator for about half a shift each. So basically I can show them the ropes of the incinerator. And I said, I don't have that much experience with the incinerator. You know, we have a guy on shift who has worked the incinerator. That was his section for a while. But they said, no, he has been really, really irritating lately. And has been kind of pissing everybody off. And I said, well, he only does that to you guys because he's mad about the shift rotation. Meaning, he's mad because he's not in one section anymore. That basically they rotate all of the operators around the different stations at the plant.
For like 6 weeks?
Well, no, we do a week in each section now.
Oh, I thought it was 6 weeks.
It started off... Yeah, no. Was it 1 week or two? I don't... They plan to do it every 6 weeks, but now they're planning... I mean, now they rotate every week. And the thing about it is that they had people... They're like, okay, we're going to rotate you to all the different sections. Now what we're going to do is you and the guy I was just talking about and this other guy are all the solids guys. So we would switch between sludge control, incinerator, and centrifuge. And those are your guys' rotation. Everybody else rotates the pump building, the two aeration galleries, and the gravity thickeners. I said that...
Have you been in
what?
Incinerator for like 2 weeks?
Huh?
I thought you were in an incinerator or whatever for like 2 weeks.
That's possible. I mean, like I said, they screw around with the rotation like a lot. But yeah, now they want to get everybody trained up on all the sections so they can start the full rotation again, which the the one guy I was talking about is really going to go ape shit and probably do something really stupid, like up and quit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he's... I hate to say this because I like him and he's a good operator, but he's a big baby sometimes and does not... cannot take it. Well, he won't. He's very stubborn and he's very bullheaded and doesn't get the, you know, basically the sections are all the same amount of work, especially on a dry day. And that if he has trouble, that he can ask for help, and one of us, especially if the incinerator's not running, one of us will run up there and help him out. I know, right? I know, it's been... Yeah, the plant's been crazy because of all the rain. But that's enough of me bellyaching about work. I'm just... Yeah. Yeah, I guess I should be flattered that they're like, hey, you're good enough at running the incinerator that you can show people around. And I'm like, well, I... But I'm like, I'm probably not the best candidate for the job, seeing as how you have somebody here that was an incinerator operator for quite a while and knows more about it than I do. So, I don't know. So, yeah. I hope everybody's doing well. I thought that we were going to be done with the rain until at least next Tuesday, but it looks like I was looking at my weather app, and we might get rain tomorrow, which sucks because I'm sick of it. This is one of the rainiest summers I can ever remember. It kind of reminds me. It was a few years ago. We had a few years ago, like it rained literally every day. And when I say literally, I don't mean literally as figuratively. I mean literally. It rained every day for 6 weeks from mid-September to November 1st. And I remember that because I'm like, with all this rain, it's got to stop by Halloween. Well, no, it rained all through Halloween night, and then November 1st, it was sunny. I'm like, you're funny. Well, anyway, that's it for my boo. I will talk to you guys later. Pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day.